low appraisals and a possible solution that might work for you. So any of my buyers out there looking and getting into the market and making an offer, today's market and the rapid appreciation, sometimes there's challenges with the appraiser being able to support the purchase price or the value that you're paying for the home. Lender's going to loan on the lower of the two. So if the value of your home from the appraiser comes in lower than the actual price that you paid for the home, the lending is going to be based on that. So today I would like to provide a creative and possible solution for you. The solution is to decrease your down payment and do a buyout of mortgage insurance. So I'm talking to consumers that are looking at doing a 20% down payment to avoid paying private mortgage insurance, PMI. Thinking that if the lender is going to only lend 80% on the lower appraised value, that they're going to be stuck paying monthly PMI. I'm going to give you a solution to avoid having to do that. So let's go through some numbers. Unfortunately, because this is radio, there's no visual, but hopefully you can stick with me on this. Let's look at a purchase price of $500,000. So if you took 80% loan to value, that's if you were coming in with a 20% down payment, your loan amount we'd be borrowing would be $400,000. So the down payment would be $100,000. Now, after the appraisal, in this example, our appraisal comes in $20,000 low at $480,000. So the bank is going to lend on $480,000. So instead of doing an 80% loan to value, let's just take it to an 85% loan to value, which means you would be borrowing $408,000. So the down payment would be $72,000. Plus, you're going to pay the shortage in the appraisal because you still are paying $500,000 for this property if you continue moving forward through the transaction. So adding that $20,000, that puts you at $92,000. The buyout of mortgage insurance in this example is the cost to completely buy out the monthly mortgage insurance is a one-time fee of $3,100. So that brings us up to $95,100. The 20% down payment originally was $100,000. So you're actually coming in with $4,900 less cash up front, even though the appraised value came in $20,000 lower. Now, there is a little bit of a mortgage payment difference. At contract with the purchase price of $500,000 and your loan amount of $400,000, a 4% interest rate, the principal and interest payment would be $1,909. Now, the after appraisal value, again, was $480,000. Loan amount at an 85% loan to value was $408,000. So the principal and interest went up to $1,947. The difference is $38 a month. Now, you can also finance in that mortgage insurance if you want to, which would increase the payment by $15. So when you look at the numbers, it's a pretty minimal amount to be able to keep this purchase transaction or your contract together. Now, solution. Here's the solution that when the appraisal value, if it does come in low, the seller can reduce the price by $20,000. Now, I will tell you in this market, that's not going to happen in almost every situation. In a lot of situations, you're actually waiving contingencies. One of them might be the appraisal contingency. And sometimes you're actually waiving it plus saying that you're willing to pay the amount over what the appraised value comes in at. And so this is why this creative solution can be helpful for you. So let's say option one would not work. Option two is you as the buyer keeps the agreed price and comes in with the additional $16,000 at closing. That might be an option that you want to look at doing, but if you don't have the funds or you want to keep those funds for other resources, I have a financial planner in here with us today. Maybe utilizing that money and not having to take it out of your financial plan is a better option. So here's another option. The buyer puts lower down payment of 15%, just what we talked about, and does the mortgage insurance buyout, which costs $3,100, which we went over those numbers, paid by the seller instead of lowering the purchase price of $20,000. So if the appraised value didn't come in and it was $20,000 short and you're trying to negotiate with the seller, you're negotiating $20,000. But if you use my creative option, you're only negotiating $3,100. So the difference in negotiation is $16,900. Again, in this market, that most likely is not going to happen. But I want to bring it all together with what the solutions are. So here's most likely what you're going to do. Option four, buyer puts lower down payment of 15%, which we talked about, and the cash needed at closing actually lowered $4,900 because you increased the loan amount. Including the buyout of mortgage insurance with the payment increase would be $38, or you finance it in and the payment increase would be $53. Again, a minimal amount in the payment. So it's a really great option. Now, I do also want to talk to my real estate professionals out there. And clients that are working with real estate professionals, and why it's so important to work with a seasoned agent, experienced, knows how to work in this market, understands the importance of everything that they're doing and crossing their T's and dotting their I's, is can make or break that offer getting accepted. Those of my buyers out there that don't have great representation, of course, that's what the show is all about, is really getting you connected with the best of the best in every area regarding financing. So reach out to me if you need assistance there. But I want to give some tips for my real estate professionals that are listening to the show today to help avoid low appraisals. Be prepared to share your data with the appraiser. Everything that you're already going through, all of that work in preparation to help the buyer understand why they need to pay this price for the property, you're doing all of this work ahead of time. Provide that all to the appraiser. Put a nice package together to make the appraiser's job easier. Also, be prepared to make sure the CO detectors, that's just a common one that happens, is the CO detectors are not in. They have to be up on the wall. They can't be laying on the floor. It has to be for every floor. Now, simple fix is the appraiser calls for it and you do it afterwards. But the problem, as you know, for any agents listening to the show, it can delay closing. And there's already tight timelines as there is. Next is accurate information on the MLS. You know, so just make sure all the information that you're putting on the MLS for the listing is accurate information. And call the appraiser prior to the appointment to introduce yourself and offer your services. Anything that they might need, having that connection and connecting on a personal level with the appraiser can make all of the difference in their opinion on that price. Return any phone calls promptly from the appraiser and be kind and respectful like you are for with all the other parties involved. Just remember, everyone, that the appraisal is based on an appraiser's opinion. There's always a range of where that opinion can go. We want that range to be on the higher end, not the lower end. That's my money chat for you today. And coming up next in the money are understanding what generates the rate you pay on your home and auto insurance and how you can use this knowledge to reduce your insurance cost. John Katolik with Katolik Farmers Insurance Agency right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.